or right back live over the internet through BBS Radio on Wednesday, May 16th, 2018. Welcome to you all. Another one-hour episode. We have questions, we have answers. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California, and we await for Win Free and Teddy Brown to be present here shortly. They are located in Sedona, and we have, as usual, callers, live callers here with us, as this is a simulcast with a conference call. A few more people joined in here in the last minute. Welcome to you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
I'm Karen from Missouri.
Hello, Karen from Missouri. Welcome.
Hi, it's Dharmananda Boulderfix.
Welcome to the call, Dharmananda.
Thank you.
Hello, hi, it's Jim in Arizona.
Hello, Jim. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. How are you, my
friend?
How are you, my friend?
Doing well. Good to hear your voice, Jim. How are you?
And it's good to hear you. For some reason, I'm very healthy. I have no idea why.
All right.
Thank you, Heitz. Thank you.
Is that caused by the bar in your bathroom?
It will depends on where the bar is affixed, you see. That's the thing. I have several bars.
Okay. Good to have you, Jim.
Thank you, Heitz.
Anyone else? Feel free to say a name and location. All right. And welcome to those folks that are listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And if you do want to submit a question for tonight's call, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And those questions that are being submitted will, during the show, decide which one he will ask to our sources through the live channeling with Terry Brown. More people join in. Welcome to you all. Well, please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Superside.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank
positive
you.
Greetings from Sedona.
Greetings to you, Raiden. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here, sir.
My pleasure. And more people joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Cecil, a C6E Serpent from Sunshine, Seattle.
All right, Cecil. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Out in my garden today.
All right.
Digging in the dirt, getting grounded.
Yes. Now, Karen in Missouri.
Yes.
You have been with us before, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right. Welcome back to you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
I've been planting my purple potatoes up here in northern Minnesota today.
All right.
Oh, we have fresh strawberries down here that are coming in season.
Yeah.
Well, they're organic.
Some of those.
Organic, yes.
How far do I have to come to get them?
Southwest Missouri.
Oh, too far.
We have wild scorpions where I live.
Oh boy, you can keep those
and keep them away from the strawberries.
Scorpions are delicious, aren't they?
Yes.
You had more people join in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say a name and location.
That is Roger in Austin.
There is two people from Texas at the same time.
Yeah.
That is Terry from Dallas and Roger from Austin. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. Thank you.
All right.
Those scorpions would probably be okay on a Barbie, wouldn't they?
I they're a far cry from shrimp, I promise you.
Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi,
thanks. Hi, Don.
Hi.
No sign of the helicopter yet, eh?
Let me look up in the sky over here. Hold on. Nope, not yet.
Well, it's circling.
Do I hear Terry?
Yeah.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Really, you're such a great blessing to so many people.
Mm-hmm. Amen on that one.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Jim.
So, where's your sidekick?
He called me up and said, don't forget to call, so I know.
did anybody tell him not to forget to call?
Right, yeah, he's calling me, so I'll tell him.
Okay. All right, in the meantime, I welcome those people that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And another caller joined in here on the call. Please say a name and location. If you want to. All right.
Something. I don't know how to get there. Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. He was just saying, don't forget the call. Okay. He'll be here.
All right. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. Welcome. And then the next person has joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. The helicopter is up, so Wynn will be here shortly.
Well, I've been without a cell phone for a week and really, really, really felt naked all that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Isn't it crazy how we all of a sudden, you know, we didn't have it, and now we have it, we cannot go without.
Yep.
What's that?
Cell phone.
Cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my wife has dementia, and she hid it from me, and I searched the whole house, and I couldn't find it till I asked for asking for if they could help me, and then I found it.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, they've helped me twice with similar things.
Mm-hmm.
One time she lost her purse and the wallet and everything else in it. Hid it inside of another purse, inside of a closet.
Welcome, Wynn.
Yes, thank you. I am. I am ready. Are you ready?
Yes, you're right now. You sound good, but it's kind of poor with the whole Planet Healing call.
The same microphone. Okay?
Yeah, I get it. And also, it goes in and out a little bit now and then.
Yeah.
On average, you're too close to your mouth in the microphone.
Okay. We'll just keep telling me, okay?
All right. So I'm going to call the mute phone lines and
yes,
get...
Please.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is May 16th, 2018, with Terry and Sedona, everybody everywhere. And tonight we are going to ask questions on that you guys have submitted. Okay? So let me see here. Getting some of them ready. Terry, let me see if I hear you. Are you there?
Me?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Good. Hang on. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of light to surround and protect Terry and myself and everyone on this call. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We welcome each and every person on the lines, and we come to you directly. We do not come to the telephone line or through the computer. We come directly to you. It is the voice that comes through the computer and the telephone. It is a sacred moment in time when we are able to interface with your realm, and we give assistance where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes. The first question we have is from, see that? Paul Covedo. And he asks, we all come from Source. Why are we now separated and have to undergo the long process of evolution? Now, Paul, let me tell you something. We have addressed that so deeply in the channelings we have done. On our archive site, the Spirit Channel, thespiritchannel.net, there is a thing called Topics. And one of the topics is how the Elohim created the universe. And there's probably about 20 things. Some of them have transcriptions and some of them don't. And and there is the answer. I don't think I'll give you the answer. It's, you know, I can't do justice and give you that answer in a short way, except to say, as in the beginning, when things were set up, there were templates set up that I don't believe anyone could totally predict how it was going to work out. And that as the density has got denser and denser, incarnating souls would lose their memory every time they came into this realm. And in the physical realm, you don't have to feel separated from things. There's something called the law of one, and learning, you're tuning into your compassion, which is not easy in of itself, but you can start to perceive the oneness and perceive everyone as part of yourself, and you start treating them differently. But somebody has to make a conscious reach to have that experience. Otherwise, they have no memory, and all the physical senses is what you see is what you get. And that's the short answer. Let me turn it over to our sources and see what they think.
Thank you. Every person is a spark of God and is bringing through, as part of themselves, the God awareness. That being said, they, once they have a life in the physical realm, they begin to get experiences that are divergent from the experiences other people have. And they begin to get belief systems based upon their experiences. One of the best ways to access the Christ consciousness or to access the whole, the one, as you are a part of the one, but one of the best ways to access it is to be totally in the now. And if you are totally in the now and you're aware, you have awareness, then you get the best and the wisest look at the situation going on around you without beliefs and patterns that have come in from past events and experiences that divide you from others who have different past experiences. One can clear patterns from their past, and when they let the old experience or trauma go, they can get a brand new look at a brand new world around them, and they can connect more easily with other people. We hope that helps.
Thank you. Next question. Well, how did emotions develop?
We don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Are you there?
I hear Wynn. Terry, can you hear me? I guess you need to check on Terry Wynn. She, her phone,
okay.
Her headset unplugged.
Yeah.
Hi, so are we still on the air?
Can you hear me, Terry?
Hello?
Okay, so Wynn, hurry up.
Terry?
Yeah. What happened?
I hear you.
I don't hear anybody. I'll call that.
No, wait a second. Wait a moment. Why don't you turn your headset off and talk into the phone directly? Oh, wait a second. Let's see if your volume is up. Where's the volume?
It is up. All the way up.
Is it plugged in right, Wynn?
She's using a Bluetooth.
Okay.
I could hear you perfectly, and suddenly you stopped talking.
Can you hear me now, Terry?
Well, you can apparently hear me, right?
We hear you.
I don't hear anybody.
Hang on. Harris?
Yes.
Okay, no, I just went for you on speaker. It's still not working. Who was talking about technology earlier? I'll tell you what, Terry?
Yeah.
Can you talk now?
I can talk.
No, I don't hear you, though.
You don't hear me?
No.
I hear
back?
Terry. I hear
oh,
Terry.
You hear
yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Guys hears you.
Yeah, well,
no, wait a second. Why don't I'll sit right here, Terry. I'll sit in the room with you, and you'll hear me say the question, okay?
What?
She's going to call back, okay?
All right, so let's be patient and wait for Terry to call back in.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
But now
so here, sort of an echo, we need you to close or...
Okay, I'll just walk in the other room.
Okay. Speak up again, Terry.
Oh. Okay, I can hear everybody.
Ben, you still to close, I guess.
Here I go.
Okay, he's going in the other
okay,
room.
Okay, now we're good. All right, so let's...
Is the echo gone, Terry?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go back into trance.
Let's bring in the light. And the question was, how did emotions develop?
Thank you. Emotions are an aid to an individual. It is an indication when there is frustration, when there is anger, it is an indication that something needs to be corrected. And often it is within the person themselves. One of the things is the ability to face oneself. And if they do not face themselves and their true feelings, they may get angry at others for something that they see wrong in themselves. There are other reasons for emotions. When one has an attachment or one aspect of their personality, it may feel overcome, overwhelmed, taken advantage of, and it creates a horrendous amount of strain on the individual trying to act in a normal manner. So if you observe when you are experiencing emotion, to go and sit with yourself and observe if there are aspects within your own consciousness that feel abandoned, that feel out of control, that feel that they aren't loved, or feel like they have no control, then the answer is not to suppress them, but let them speak, but don't act on it. Let them speak and see what you can find out about them. And then if you give them an opportunity to leave, and if it is possible for them to start again and have their own life where they have control, where they are able to control the things going on around them, that can be a great advancement to one's progress and one's learning. It is one of the most difficult lessons to learn, as the mind is a rough animal to ride, and it is difficult. And we hope some of the things we have said here have been some cues, some clues. As things are not hopeless, things can straighten out in the most magnificent way, in a way one never thought that they could, and one can find calmness and peace. When conflicts within the soul are resolved. Thank you.
Why is it there are, and I understand this is true, some species that don't have emotions? How does that happen?
We are thinking through different species right now. There is one species that has tried to breed. It is an alien species that tried to breed emotions out of their progeny. They tried to be emotionless, but that doesn't work because emotions are a guide. It tells you when something is wrong. Like pain is a guide. Some don't like pain and say we got to get rid of all pain, but it is a guide that there is some blockage somewhere and something is stuck and not flowing correctly, like a cut on the hand that makes a blockage of the nerves where they have been connected and now they're cut. And as the two sides try to find resolution and reestablish flow of energy, it can become extremely painful. Life in the third density physical world takes a lot of patience, and we admire those that have undertaken that journey.
Thank you. Next question is from Don Herman. In Terry's recent DNA channeling, she stated that being aware of one's higher beginnings helps one to penetrate the veil. What else helps to dispel the veil? How might 3D life be different or better if one could pierce the veil easily?
Sometimes when one sees through the veil, and by veil we mean that one tends to not be able to see outside them. So this is set in place because the body itself is made of particles from the ancestor. The ancestors have determined some of the DNA that a person has to look through. So they have to look through the body. And the body is partly the ancestry. And the body creates a distortion in their look around. And instead of seeing what the senses could possibly tell them, it sees the body, it sees the reactions of the body, and one can get all wound up with body pain or with the difficulties with the body systems, which are not them. People have a light body. All people have a light body that can survive after they die. It survives and they're able to then travel outside the body after the body dies. And the veil of the body is no longer blocking their view. So the ancestry of someone, the body functions of someone, all create a shroud that are hard to see through. Those are two of the main things that happen. When a person is on the other side, they think, I'm going to be the one that's going to come in, and I'm going to help everyone. And they don't think that they will lose memory of that thought. But then they come in and they attach to a body and they experience the body functions and they experience the people around them. The people around them create another veil based upon what the people around them believe. They instill those beliefs upon their child. And this is another part of the veil that is hard to see through. Therefore, if one can simply let go, then it is very hard because it is part of what the person is living in, their house, their body. If they can see through that, let go and be aware of the now and foster awareness, then they can begin to see things more clearly. Thank you.
When one is coming into the now, in order to be truly in the now, does one have to overcome the fear of death?
So one starts wherever they're at, and one can work from there. Often one has a fear of death until they have a near-death experience, and they see that it is not an unpleasant experience, or it does not have to be. In the Vedas, they hear something called the bardos, so that there's different things that a person goes through in general after they transition. One of them is remembering the life, remembering the effect that they hear about the others around them, and remembering that effect that they had, and then seeking to correct or to correct their actions, correct the way that they are viewing things.
Thank you. Are you finished?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. All right. There's a question from a gentleman by the name of Joe Waco, who Prudence is asking, has submitted his question for him with his permission, okay? Joe's mother, age 96, has been falling lately. Jill must go to work and is very concerned for her as she almost burned the house down, forgetting to turn off the stove. She will also not go to the doctor or hospital, as she said she did not break anything. She gets one more fall before various actions will be taken. Can our sources shed any light on this situation?
Your mother is very independent and has a great pride in her ability to move around and to carry on. So it is difficult for her to accept help. However, as you have noted, there are difficulties which are looking, there are openings for difficulties as there are places where she is not functioning up to par, for instance, with the difficulty in falling. This can bring to her great pain if she falls and does break something. First of all, you are very responsible as a being, and you really care for her, and so do not beat yourself up over the situation, as she is having to move through it and to experience the problems involved, and she we are looking further into it. It does not help to chide her or to scold her. But when you speak to her, you could see if there is a way that perhaps she would accept a companion that would help her walk, that could make sure when she walked that she was safe, that she made sure she turned off the stove. Someone to help. Your mother needs a kind, loving person to help her with the task she is having trouble with. Thank you.
Vin?
Thank you.
Where?
Yeah, I'm here. The next question is from Doug Henninger in Jarrettsville, Maryland. It's a good question. You can answer this directly for Doug, Douglas, and then I would like to ask it as a general question that anyone can apply. What changes would need to be made to myself to channel the healing energies from the Elohim or the Ra groups? For visualization purposes, what color would be the channeled energy from the Elohim and the Ra group? Now, you know, on your second question, Doug, there's been many times where I have been somewhere and someone took a picture and there was pink in the picture. And when I asked about it, they said that was their color. And another time,
the color that happens when we interface with the physical world,
right,
creates a light pink, loving light.
Now, how about with the Ra group? I know I had a blue orb one time on my elbow, which was supposed to be the Ra group. Or a member of the Ra group.
It was a member of the Ra group, yes. They can come in different forms. The Ra group can come in different forms. Even the Elohim group can come as an orb. Only they are very huge. They are very huge. But we look at the Ra group now. Their color is not pink. Their color is more of a gold. Their color is more diverse. Elohim us, our color is always light pink. The Ra group, the color is depending upon the frequencies of the particular members of the Ra group that are coming through. As there are different vibrations, as when one is graduated from the third density physical world, then they give off different colors depending upon the frequencies that they have picked up in the third density world. We have not had physical bodies in the third density. The Ra group has. And so they are more grounded. They have more of a ability to be a ground crew. Although there could be even further connection between the Elohim at the top of the frequencies and the Ra group in the middle and masters from the third density to connect with the third density group. So the colors are one way to see what you are connected with. Each being has a soul frequency. Our interior is able to lock in to our frequency. We are sending her pink light, which we are not really sending pink light. It is a byproduct of our interface with her space. This is one way you can tell. We take a look further and we see that it is very important, if you do channel, to be connected, purely, and not connect with negativity, because there are negative beings out there that can connect and attempt to take over the energy of the contact. And it is pretty hard to tell the difference, but it is a contact that our basic frequency comes through, and Jerry is able to lock into that frequency. Carla Ruckert was able to lock into the frequency of that which she was channeling, and to tune, and that if there was a deviation away to head toward the negative, that she, Carla, would challenge the entity 3 times to the Christ, and the negative entities cannot stay connected in that frequency. Do not be hard on yourself if it is hard to see at the higher frequencies. It is a knack. It is a way to look beyond the frequencies that humans normally experience. To look beyond those frequencies, we are beyond the frequencies of the third density, and it almost takes a different part of the brain to be connected and locked into our frequencies. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. We know that both the Elohim and the Ra groups have done interventions in this realm. What's the criteria for the Elohim to do an intervention, and what's the criteria for the Ra group to do an intervention? By an intervention, I mean a healing, stopping a weather pattern, even stopping a nuclear weapon from going off. Okay? So let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. The criteria is for the highest good of all concerned. If there is an aspect of what is asked for that is not for the highest good of everything connected with it, then we do not get the agreement. We can't get the agreement of an aspect that disagrees. Do you want more?
Does someone have to ask for an intervention, or can you look at the vast consciousness and do it that way?
Well, definitely when someone asks, then we consider that.
Mm-hmm.
But when the mass consciousness asks, it is not only us that responds. It is the universe itself, the energies that respond. So if somebody asks and they hear an energy in their asking, that energy determines a lot about what can be done. If a person is we consider so many things at once here. If a person is stuck with a pattern that has created a blockage in the body, and the doctors are telling them that it's all over, you have the energy of the doctors. You have the energy of the life pattern, the history that has set the pattern up. These all work against the individual getting healed. That is why Kimberly Meredith is such a good healer, as she bypasses all of that and goes to the 12th dimension and the higher dimensions and resets the patterns. And if the patterns are reset, then the individual can move directly to healing without considering what the doctor, the bad news from the doctor. If a person gets bad news from the doctor and sets it up as a standard that they need to get through, get over, get past, heal from, it is different than if they didn't set up that standard. Then they don't have to get through, over, past something, as they can go directly to the healing.
Thank you. Next question here. Oh, is the criteria pretty much the same for both the Elohim and the Ra group? Highest good of all concerned and honoring free will?
The Ra group is more of a diverse group. When the consciousness of all is involved, it affects the outcome. As people do not know that they have been their emotions, their feelings have been railroaded by the aspects around them, the political scene, and they tend to go with the energy of the political scene or the consciousness around them. So you might say that the criteria to a larger part is determined by the person himself. Can they get past their belief system? The criteria are whether something can be done or not, or whether grace can move in and can take away blockages from the very highest level, which is kind of interesting, because when grace can move in to amazing grace can remove blockages, there tend to be golden sparks as blockages erase. So every situation is a different situation and depends upon a number of factors. The Elohim and the Ra group can do nothing if the situation is set in stone and all the factors are holding it there.
Thank you very much. Okay, next question is from Prudence. And hang on a second here. It appears that the latter days are upon us, and the harvest is actually nearing as the fruit ripens. We on our calls understand to be one. We have many dear family members and loved ones who are Christians who vehemently declare that Jesus will ride in on a cloud to save the world from its sins. So they wait and stand in judgment of others who do not see it in this way. Trap door of dogma, making for uncomfortable conversation at best. Their faith is strong because they want out of here, so they say. And I'm sure they do not want to sign up for another ride on a 75,000-year roller coaster. How will they know if no one tells them? And if it's time, in our time, to spill the beans, so to speak, how do we do this without violating free will or sounding bellicose?
Thank you. If you explain it to someone and they have agreement, belief, and they cannot hear you, you can tell them, but they probably will not get it. There's some chance they will, but you take your chances to talk to them and incur the difficulty that they're holding on to their belief system for their lives and feel like they can't let go or they're lost. So be patient with them and make inroads where you feel it is possible. And do not be too hard on yourself if it doesn't take. Sometimes it can take and sometimes not.
If someone does have a belief system like that, but they have an open heart and they fulfill the requirements of a 51% open heart, what will be the outcome in that kind of situation?
Thank you. We are thinking specifically of one person with an open heart who believed in a very atheist type manner. However, when he transitioned, his open heart carried him to new looks and new avenues of openness and the ability to move forward and to change some of his stuck atheist views.
So a person with an open heart and still has fixed dogmatic views can still graduate this realm, in other words.
Yes. Yes. It is an individual thing.
Yeah. So Prudence is feeling that she has to get the actual belief pattern straight in the person might be not accurate.
Yeah, giving the person lots of care and lots of love, in spite of their fixed beliefs, can go a long way.
Yeah. So the best one thing is not to cause them to change their belief, but just have a loving energy with them. And the loving
right.
energy can do more than the right belief.
have within yourself a belief system that is carrying you forward. They have a belief system that they are holding on to. They can reconsider, but they may be also attempting to pry you loose from your belief system, as they feel that that is necessary for you to have the best future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's it for tonight. Thank you so much for being here. And we're going to go to
home. Again, we love each and every person on the line and send you love and healing. Thank you.
We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing now. Thank you all for being here. And we will see you in a few minutes.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Love you from Dharmananda.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Much love to all. Thank you to our shows especially.
Much love to all.